This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Let's take these new insights about the U.S. border crisis from our colleagues at the Arizona Republic newspaper directly to Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Todd, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hi, John.
So the reality that the Arizona Republic team was trying to figure out and the long history from U.S. involvement in Central America that they believe is informing the crisis, how do those dynamics, in your view, seem to be having an impact on Capitol Hill? Anything changing?
There's a lot changing, John. And, you know, earlier this week, you and I talked about how a lot of the leaders on Capitol Hill were really trying to take this border crisis, as difficult as it is, and kind of protect it politically from the broader fractious debate over immigration. We all know that a debate over immigration can unravel very, very quickly on both sides of the aisle. Comprehensive immigration reform, of course, as we said, failed. Everybody knows that. Well, as easy it is for this to unravel, Nancy Pelosi and John Boehner and a lot of other people were trying to really be conciliatory on a lot of issues that could be really fractious. Well, unravel is what may be starting to happen. Now, we can't say too much yet, but there are signs now in the last 24 hours, John, that a lot of people are starting to pull some of the threads. You know, Nancy Pelosi earlier in the week had said something that really went against a lot of her liberals and against a lot of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. She said that, you know, Republicans want a policy that makes it easier to deport or to send back a lot of the kids who are turning up in the border. Some
right.
changes to a 2008 law just make it easier to send them back. And she said, I don't like that, but it's not a deal breaker. Last night, John, she reversed course almost completely. Congressional Hispanic leaders met with the president, and they've been putting a lot of pressure on their leader, Nancy Pelosi, and she told the New York Times last night, we're not going to make any of those changes now. We're not going to agree to any of them because the only policy change we make isn't going to be one that hurts children. That's a big reversal. Now, listen to Joaquin Castro here. He's from San Antonio, Texas. He's a member of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. He met with the president yesterday. Listen.
As members of the Hispanic Caucus, we offered the president the opportunity to support the supplemental funding request, provided that the kids get their day in court, that their due process rights are preserved.
Now, we learned when we spoke to you last that there were some deportations going on from the White House. Now, this has all happened since that information came to light. Is anything going to change there, or are the two unrelated? Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, the White House wants to preserve its ability to send some of the kids back according to its own discretion. And its discretion here is going to be important. But there's additional pressure now also coming from the right that wasn't there before on this request. This request the president has for $3.7 billion to deal with the immediate crisis and especially some of the housing and processing of the kids who are already there. We all know, John, what can happen on the right and some of the protests that we've seen on television about the kids that were already here. And of course, a lot of conservatives have said they're not voting for any of this money for the president unless he, you know, beefs up security on the border or seals the border. We're sort of used to that. But last night, Ted Cruz, the firebrand conservative from Texas, went against a lot of his Texas colleagues, Republicans, who were trying to get a deal with the president. They've said, change the policy on this asylum law, and we can probably approve the money. Well, Ted Cruz said last night that he's going to go on the Senate floor. He's going to demand that DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, that's the Dreamers, that the president's plan of not deporting those children and those people who arrived here when they were young, he's going to oppose any plan that doesn't repeal it. That is right to the heart of conservative politics, and a lot of people on the Hill are worried that that's going to bring out the torches and the pitchforks on the right and make a deal that much harder to get. It's getting very, very political very, very quickly, John.
Will it mean we hear more Dr. Seuss from Ted Cruz on the Senate floor, do you think?
Well, you're talking about a filibuster he hasn't said
kidding.
Yet,
Dad,
but those
kidding.
Demands in the past have led to that kind of thing.
Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
You bet.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.